It was when the woman next to me started to cry. I was listening to music, and I didn't notice what happened first. And then I saw that she was crying, and she was holding her baby in her arms, and her husband tried to cheer her up, you know. And then I saw the cabin crew were starting to run around in the aircraft, and they were shouting at each other, and they looked like they were sweating, and they were panicking.
And did you realize why? Was the plane suddenly going down or anything like that?
At first, I didn't notice, but then they showed us on the screen that we lost like 1,000 meter in a very short time. So we were very close to the ocean when we were flying. And there were no announcers in English, whatever, what's going on. So I didn't understand anything because they only spoke French and Spanish.
And could you see out of the window what was happening?
I wasn't sitting next to the window, but I could lean over, and I saw that we were pretty close to the water, and very close to when we landed. The cabin crew, they were sitting also and watched out to if we could reach land almost. That's the feeling I got.
And was there anything in the cabin? Some people have talked about some smell of smoke and the worry that there was a fire.
Yeah, I've heard there was a fire, but I don't know if that's true because we don't get any information at all.
So and you couldn't smell
smoke.
Other
people in the airplane smelled smoke, they told me, but I didn't.
And how long did this last for, from when you were first alerted to it to when you actually landed? How long did that take?
Well, I don't really remember because it was such a weird situation, and I felt so bad. So maybe about 45 minutes.
That long? That's a very long time.
Because we weren't even close to their source when we start to lose height, and when they switch direction, and they were on the way to closest airport.
But that must have been absolutely terrifying. Then for 45 minutes, you thought you were going to crash.
I think about 35 to 50 at least, something between that. I don't really remember. But it was horrible.
And
the woman next to me, she was really, you know, she was shouting at her husband. And people were praying to God. And everyone thought we were going to crash because the cabin crew, they reacted so weird. They were sweating. And, you know, they gave us the feeling of something really bad is going to happen now.
And you thought that was it? That was going to be the end of you?
Yeah, my whole life was in what do you say, a rewind?
Yeah, you saw your whole life before you.
Yeah. I thought, this is it, I'm going to die.